And now, for even more perspective, we've got Peter Overby, a Washington desk correspondent for our own National Public Radio. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you've heard from Stephen, and put his remarks in context for us of, you know, what are the latest developments on the Acorn story overall?
Okay, there are state investigations of Acorn in about a dozen states. There is an FBI investigation. What we don't know here is whether they're investigating the organization on suspicion of some sort of organized fraud-type allegation, or whether they're investigating the question of individual canvassers making up names to get their quota up, you know, to meet their quota, which is, you know, those are two very different issues, you know, if you look at the question of voting integrity in the election. This morning, the New York Times had a story. I've been away from the Acorn story for a couple of days, and I apologize, but the Times had a story today about the 1.3 million new voters that have been registered, and they said that that as Acorn and Project Vote people go back and look at those numbers, actually there are about 450,000 genuine new voters out of the 1.3 million. About 400,000 were rejected for different reasons, and it seems like about 9,000 of them were fraudulent in some way. So, you know, that's quite a different picture from 1.3 million new voters. The fact that it seems to be that Acorn is a huge operation. They have a lot of offices with a lot of people, and the controls aren't as good as they should be. And this is something that's true in big and small voter registration operations on both sides.
What about the reaction by the presidential candidates? How, you know, this seems to have gone far beyond a story that just affects this organization.
Oh, truly, yeah.
So what are we seeing in terms of reaction from the candidates and from the parties?
Well, the McCain campaign and the Republican National Committee have just been hammering on Acorn for several weeks now. Someone at the Republican National Committee, talking to reporters a little while ago, called it a quasi-criminal organization. They put it into this larger thing that they're working on of trying to maintain voter integrity, as they say. It's really become Exhibit A for them because it's a big target, and you know, it's something that they can talk about the vote integrity issue, and they can connect it to Obama because he did the legal work for them and has had some other connections to them, and they gloss over the thing that you mentioned a few minutes ago about McCain working with Acorn as well back in 95 or 96, excuse me.
Now, what are we expecting or what could we expect to have to cover as journalists about get out the vote efforts? Because a lot of this is about registration, what we've been talking about, but then there's the whole separate get out the vote issue of what groups can and can't do on that day. So what are some things to look at?
I think that the main thing to look at would be what goes on at the polling places. You know, what kind of obstacles are put up for people coming in to vote. There are also, working back from that, there are things like in New Hampshire a couple elections ago, the Republican State Committee briefly ran a campaign on Election Day, robocalls to tie up the phones of the Democratic Party headquarters so people couldn't call in to get rides to the polls. There are things like that, and I would think that, you know, in an election as hard-fought as this one has been, that people, legitimately or otherwise, are going to be playing all the angles that they can.
Peter, thank you.
My pleasure.
Peter Overby is a Washington desk correspondent for National Public Radio. And next on News and Notes, the iPhone has some party crashers. We'll get the latest on the clash of the smartphones from our tech contributor Mario Armstrong. And the Thelonious Monk Institute runs a jazz competition that focuses on one instrument each year. We'll check in on the year of the sax.